This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Yes, the farm bankruptcies are climbing, but one firm points out it may not necessarily be the end of the line for the farm. There are other avenues sometimes. I'll talk about them after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
The headline of the Minneapolis Star Tribune as this week began caught the attention of many. It read, "Farm bankruptcies are on the rise, and bankers worry that far more are on the way." The article pointed out that in Chapter 12 bankruptcies, in the 12 months that ended in June, there were 84 farms that filed in the states of Wisconsin and Minnesota, the Dakotas, and Montana. That according to an analysis by the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. But that reminded me of an article that had crossed my screen just about a week ago from the firm Murray Wise & Associates in Central Illinois. And they pointed out that a farm bankruptcy may not necessarily mean the end of the line. In many of the bankruptcies, debtors must feel as though it is the end, but that isn't always the case. For example, they pointed to Granger Farms, a large farming operation in Florida. And it was in a position in which the owners needed to declare Chapter 11 a bankruptcy to reorganize. The Wise firm said they were hired to help that farm through the process, selling excess property to pay down debt. And then the farm successfully exited a bankruptcy and was able to continue farming. This would not have been possible had they not filed bankruptcy. They were able to continue operations as a debtor in possession. The most common advantage of a farming operation filing bankruptcy is the ability to be a debtor in possession after filing and maintain control. Often creditors will threaten foreclosure or legal action due to debts owed. With control, this farm in Florida, Granger Farms, was able to continue operations and guide the reorganization process, deciding which property to sell in order to reorganize. I'll be back after this.